From the NorCal Public Newsroom, it's the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. According to the latest survey data, there are nearly 3,000 people who are homeless in Sonoma County. The rise in homelessness has become a statewide crisis, and now some city leaders in Los Angeles are looking to Chicago for solutions. As part of our statewide California Dream collaboration, KPCC's David Wagner reports.
Southeast Chicago resident Cedric Moore got laid off earlier this year, and it came as a big shock. Speaking over the phone, he says he had savings to keep himself and his three daughters afloat for a while, but those savings dried up pretty quickly.
I did not know what I was going to do. It was lost on me this time. It was completely lost. I had nothing.
Moore fell 3 months behind on rent. His landlord gave him notice to pay up in 5 days or be evicted. So he called the city, and an actual person picked up the phone. The city has a homeless prevention call center, which connected him with emergency aid to help pay his back rent. He was able to avoid eviction and keep his family out of a shelter.
I felt like myself again.
Moore is now getting back on his feet. He recently found a new job. But without that call connecting him to help at just the right moment, he doesn't know where he'd be today. This call center is what makes Chicago's prevention program unique.
So right now, our specialists are taking calls for those who are seeking short-term assistance.
Wendy Avila at Catholic Charities runs the city-funded call center. In other cities, people in crisis may not be able to find this kind of help all in one place.
It definitely streamlines it.
Avila says it's better than how Chicago's prevention program used to work.
Prior to the call center, people would actually have to go to different agencies and see where the money is available.
Some officials in LA now think Chicago's call center could be a model for helping Californians on the verge of homelessness.
While we're housing 133 people a day, 150 people are slipping into homelessness.
City Councilman Curran Price wants LA to study and possibly copy prevention strategies that have worked in cities like Chicago. In recent years, LA has put $1.2 billion toward developing new homeless housing, but Price says LA won't be able to build its way out of this crisis.
The construction of housing is not the answer alone, and it's not happening fast enough to really make an impact.
LA does have a prevention program, but Price says there isn't a clear entry point for getting help, nothing as centralized as Chicago's call center. Research shows that Chicago's approach is working.
Providing emergency financial assistance does, in fact, reduce homelessness.
Notre Dame economist James Sullivan studied Chicago's call center. He found that people who called when funding was available were 76% less likely to become homeless. Those findings held true even a year later. People who got help were still housed.
That was one of the things we worried about first, was maybe this kind of assistance just postpones the inevitable. What our research showed was that's not the case.
Beefing up prevention would not solve all of LA's problems. 60,000 people are already homeless. Many have mental health or addiction issues that can't be fixed with one-time emergency aid.
Hello, my name is Maria. Have you called here previously?
But back at the Chicago call center, Wendy Avila says for many people, a month or two of rent relief is all it takes to avoid homelessness.
It's working. People are receiving assistance. The majority don't call back and don't need assistance, so they're able to be, you know, self-sufficient.
That's the promise of prevention, giving people a small amount of help now to avoid paying much more later, getting them off the streets. In Chicago, I'm David Wagner.
This story comes to us as part of our statewide California Dream collaboration. For more on homelessness in Sonoma County, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.